Sharon Steele, lay out the case for us. Why are you opposed to the 46-story proposal from Jason Fain for a tower outside of downtown Providence?
Well, it has nothing whatsoever to do with the fact that we are anti-development, because we are very much pro-development. But the reality is that in January of 2015, Providence came out with a brand new zoning ordinance. And we spent about 3 years before that, literally with hundreds of charrettes and with hiring lots of important consultants from all over the country to determine what the future of downtown Providence should be, starting at the river. That decision, the zoning decision that was made, that became what is legal here in January of 2015, said that best practices says we should have 100 feet as the upper limit for anything that is adjacent to the river, and that we should build gradually from the river as our center to the perimeter. Perimeters being either downtown Financial District Providence, or perimeters being Route 95 along the service road, where there's a 300-foot max. Why did that happen? Because we have something called a comprehensive plan, and the zoning ordinance must be in compliance and must, in fact, serve the citizens and the city based upon what the comprehensive plan says. That was adopted. Thus, we must live within those guidelines.
So there's a really big gap here between supporters and opponents of the project. People like you say nothing should be over 100 feet high at that location. Supporters say this would be a bold, iconic vision that would send a message that Providence is on the map and open for development. But let me ask you this. Supporters also say this development would mean millions of dollars in new tax revenue for the city. Can Rhode Island and Providence really afford to say no to that?
Well, we have kind of a better concept. We're into win-win. So we would like Mr. Fain, and this is something that I've discussed with Jason, to decide that there is an alternate site in Providence, whether that's down at 110 Westminster or something in the Capitol Center.
110 Westminster, where there was a proposal about 12, 13 years ago that was seen as evidence of a very hot real estate market. And then when things cooled off, it never went anywhere. And that's a parking lot right now.
It is. And it would be a perfect site. And it would allow Jason Fain to build his iconic tower. And he wouldn't need the parking podium, which unfortunately is a 6-story parking garage. So to bring you back to parcel 42, which fronts Dyer, if in fact we were to allow this to be planted on parcel 42 in that location, that 6-story parking garage would create an impenetrable wall. It would be as high as Wexford Science and Technology's brand new building under construction to be delivered about this time next year. And it would literally cut off the entire east-west traverse from Dyer across P4, which is our 5-acre park, to the pedestrian bridge, across the river, and to the east side, to another set of parks, but ultimately to College Hill.
You say opponents like yourself are not anti-development, but some people think that if this proposal is ultimately rejected, it would have a chilling effect on development in Providence. What do you say to that?
I would say to that, they should look around at the cranes in the sky. We can talk about everything from the Canal Street property under construction, the soon-to-join-it tower, 44 Hospital Street, the double towers at River House, 174 units. I mean, we can go the train station complex, 200-plus units. We are certainly not in need of units. We have 1,000 units right now in the pipeline. And remember, this tower is for luxury housing. The one thing we don't need in Providence right now is luxury housing. And I would remind people what happened happened when Water Place became a reality? What happened to our rental market? What happened when the real estate market literally bit the dust? And remember, this is all cyclical. And the other thing to remember is that the jobs that are being created by this project are short-term construction jobs. It will deliver, by what we know, maybe 20 permanent jobs. And this whole district was meant to create jobs. This is workforce businesses, innovation, design. That is what the mandate is for the I-195 Commission. Housing is not part of that mandate.
How do you expect the Providence City Council to ultimately come down on the Fame Tower proposal?
I would like to think that they will take with great seriousness their responsibility to understand that the City Plan Commission, literally a couple of weeks ago, in a 5-2 vote, determined that, in fact, the Fane proposal in no way is in compliance with the zoning ordinance and the comprehensive plan, and they need to do the right thing, not the politically acceptable or perhaps wish list of labor in this town. They need to do the right thing, and we are meeting actively with the City Council. And remember, there is plenty of time. If people think that it's time to amend the comprehensive plan, by all means, we can do it. But that is a thoughtful process that takes years in the making.
Sharon Steele, president of the Jewelry District Association and one of the Providence residents very interested in the fate of the Fane Tower proposal. Thank you for stopping in to talk with us.
My pleasure.